Contemporary R&B singer Eric Benet has a new sound.
They say the end is near, and they say it's almost here. But I say to have no fear, I know. It's not so.
Benet is back after a six-year hiatus with a new CD called Hurricane. In the past year, Benet dealt with personal turmoil in a public arena. There was his very public and very messy divorce with Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry. That, coupled with the headlines that told of his treatment for sex addiction and affairs during his marriage, drove Benet to reevaluate his life. The singer says he's both learned from the ordeal and grown as an artist.
You go through certain things in your life. Sometimes your tank is low, your tank is empty, so the creative flow isn't as strong because maybe emotionally, personally, you're dealing with certain things. But there's like a process of the refilling of the tank after you've gotten a chance to like have some sort of closure and process some of the emotions and some of the craziness and the madness. And then when that kind of levels out, it, for me, what it feels like is all of a sudden that tank that I mentioned before was empty just fills up with creative juices, and then I just got to purge it all out.
Let me ask you, people will, from the very first track, which is called Be Myself Again,
right,
be able to see that this is, to a great degree, a different side of Eric Benet. I mean, the R&B side that many people are familiar with is still obviously there, but there's so many layers and flavor.
I feel the roll of the thunder in my bones. I hold my head up high everywhere that I go. The gift of life I truly understand, 'cause I can be myself again. Now there ain't no wound love can't heal for sure. Yes, I know.
R&B and soul music is very much a part of me and my history. But when you listen to this record, yeah, you definitely hear the soul, you hear the R&B influences, but there's a lot of different other influences, folk and rock and all kinds of stuff going on the record that really I use to make my statement in the most complete way that I possibly could.
Let me ask you this. You also have, and let's be honest, there are going to be people who comb this album and try to see which song is autobiographical. They'll try to see, oh, is he talking about Halle here? Is he not?
Right.
But you have a great tribute song to your daughter, India, on this.
Absolutely. I mean, if there's one source of strength and one constant thread of love in my life, it's definitely my daughter, India.
I got the biggest part of heaven in my life. Can feel it every time I see your eyes. You're my world, you're my light, India.
I wanted to write a song that almost felt like an audio hug, an audio embrace from Dad, because Dad can't be there all the time. Something that India can listen to now at 13 and hear affirmation of her father believing in everything that she is and everything that she wants to be. So it was really, really cool experience when she heard the song for the first time. You know, she wept, and that meant a lot to me.
How difficult is it for you to face what is traditionally commonplace when you have a new project, and that is to go out and tout it? When you know that every knucklehead like me from here to Dubuque is going to want to sit you down and talk about Halle and the issues and the breakup and all of what you went through.
I welcome the questions, but I probably won't answer in the detail or the depth that some people may want. It's not worth it to go into the details of what happened. And what is important is the growth. And, you know, it's not fair to her. It's not fair to me. And it's definitely not fair to India.
What of it from a business standpoint? Image has a lot to do with record sales, quite frankly, in today's business.
Yeah.
Do you concern yourself that you will have some kickback from women who may see you now in a different light and may not appreciate you as they did before?
Let me put it this way. I'm much more concerned with my character than my reputation. I think everyone has made huge mistakes in their lives. And it's not about the mistakes that you make. It's about what you do to overcome the mistakes and how you live your life from that point forward and what you've learned from those mistakes. So there will be people who will, you know, want to throw stones. But I'm really not concerned with that because I feel like my personal life is personal.
Let me ask you this finally. Hurricane is the name of the CD, and oftentimes if you're in a place where a hurricane has hit, the irony is immediately sunshine follows. I hear you saying that you're getting there. Is the sun in the sky fully for you, or are you still working through it?
I honestly can say that I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Here, Eric Benet, I think this is probably your best work, and though it came out of pain, I think your fans will be very pleased with it. The CD is Hurricane, and we appreciate your time, buddy.
Thank you so much, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you.